We all will agree that we're at the end of the world, but when he gets to come down to the church and the things he's going to do for the church, the body, the bride, in the last days, then we turn our nose up and walk away. See, it's got to be that way. The world turns up their nose at that. They try to ignore it. Look at this year, television programs where too many Pentecostal people stay home on Wednesday night to watch We Love Susie, some immoral act of some woman married four or five times or some man, and love that better than you do your Christ. No wonder we can't have revival. No wonder there's not such a thing. When the love of the world is greater than the love of God that's in your heart. Oh, we can walk up and make a decision, put our name on the book, and go out and live with the world. That's what the world's wanting. That's what the church is wanting. It's wanting to maintain its confession and believe that it is a Christian and live any way it wants to. Don't worry, you're going to get to do it in the ecumenical council. They'll let you do anything you want to. But remember, the bride will be a called out, separated, indifferent, filled Holy Ghost barn, washed in the blood of the Lamb. She'll abstain from everything that's filthy around her husband. She's a chaste virgin, pure by the Word. The Word and her are the same as a man. His wife becomes one in union. So does a real, genuine church of God. When he becomes in Christ, the Bible is punctuated with an amen. Ever promise. Don't make any difference what the denomination says. The soul that's in a believer punctuated because it is the Word in him speaking out.